Blog Talk Radio.
For the next hour, call in, tune in, download, subscribe, like, leave a comment, join in the conversation. We got one day, well, we got the weekend, but we all know that folks usually typically don't like to work on the weekend, so hopefully something this all could end, you know what I'm saying, Saquon signing on the dotted line. Black Freezy birthday. Come on, let's go. Hashtag complete the mission, Giants. Complete the mission. Like I said, going a little early, so I hope folks wake your up, you know, or even whether if you're here, you're not, listen later, whatever. Because the brother was going to work today regardless. It felt like working. Felt like giving the people and wanting to talk to the people. I got some things to say now. And I've been away. I've been working. Shouts out to all the people out there working. You know what I mean? Trying to put in the work. Doing whatever you can do. Doing whatever you like to do. Whatever you enjoy. Whatever you have to do. So shouts out to y'all. I'm here. I sent out the best signal so everybody know what's up. And it is what it is. So wherever you are, if you're sitting in traffic, make sure you calm down. Be easy. Take a deep breath. I will definitely try to practice what I preach when I'm sitting in your position, but I'm not sitting in your position right now. So do not criticize me for when I'm in that position. Be like, man, if y'all don't get out the way, half the time people, I just don't know what's going on with people when they behind the wheel. It's like a secondary behavior. And I don't understand that. Driving should be your primary behavior, not the phone. Put the phone down. That's why this is a call-in show. You put that thing right in the cup holder. Push play. Don't even worry about it. And then we breathe. It's going to be all right. And I hope that everything's going to be all right with these contract negotiations. Now, it's getting to the wire, and I really haven't gave it too much credence because I'm pretty sure things are going to get done, as the brother stated yesterday. Shout out to the crew, by the way. Let me take a moment to go ahead and introduce, recognize the crew. You know what I mean? Shout out to Black Rock Productions, J-Rock, Black Freezy, Shay Montana, your chosen one. Shout out to Nacho. Doing it on the ones and twos. You know what I mean? Man, there's a... Uh-oh. Make, hold on. Doing it live. So, let me go ahead and test the mics real quick. Listen to the mic. Sound nice. Check one. Like, yeah, yeah, sure, yeah. It's like, all right, well, let me know. How's your audio? Quick, there's something I'll type to. Look, gotta check the sounds now, you know what I mean? Because I did a Let Me Tell You one time about a tree falling in the woods. It doesn't make a sound. And I told America that it doesn't. God daggone doesn't make a sound. Because I said a whole bunch of things that was profound and nobody heard a word. So I want to make sure that doesn't happen again. But either way, tell a friend, we on these morning airwaves once again. Miss you on Tuesday. Salute to the brothers. Make sure you definitely go back on the YouTube Shakedown Media Network channel. And check out Debate Wednesdays with the brothers. Excellent show, as usual. You guys should know by now this is the place to come to talk to sports, talk your shit, and just talk about whatever's on your mind. Definitely here on the morning time. And I'm going to get into it. Let's go here with it. And, man, getting a little nervous. Got reports saying that money was offered. Money wasn't taken. That's where we are here right now. No sense in going back, hashing out what was delivered and what wasn't. What was offered and what wasn't. We here now. It's Thursday now, right? Monday, you guys got the decision. You talk about coming down to the wire. I mean, let me find out. Showing loves drama. And loves all this trailer, movie, blockbuster type stuff. I tell you what, that's all fine and dandy. But I'm speaking from the heart when I say, if that's the way you're going to play it, you better end it with a spectacular form of fashion. Because all this waiting, you know, got kind of like 50 of them patiently waiting for it. Oh, Mr. nothing. You know what I mean? Come on now. What we doing now? Let's get this thing done. I ain't go so far as old boy that stood out finding somebody's house. You know what I mean? That's real. You tripping. It better not be Shambuku's house or something. You know what I mean? And you just said it was his house. I don't know if that was ever confirmed. You know, social media is a crazy place these days, America. You get lost in that shit. You know what I mean? Step away from the screen sometimes, Caroline. For real. But if that's true, that's crazy. But I ain't going that far. But still, need to sign this boy. And Black Freezy yesterday, shouts out to him, made a good point, man. Draft stock. Very important. I wonder if that is something that would be brought up or has been brought up in those conversations. You know what I mean? I want to be in the room where it happens. The room where it happens. The room where it happens. You know what I mean? To just say, hey, man, I'm a first round. I mean, I was in pick number two. And looking at the stats that the brothers put on the slide yesterday, it's quite evident for the reasons and to make a case of the down years. But the two before and the two from the past that just happened, which is your future, gotta sign them, McFly. Gotta sign them. What up, Charlie? From Maine. Joining us this morning, what's going on? The man that is insane, he wears the glasses that says funny things. What up, Chuck?
Good morning, man.
Morning, brother.
Hey.
How you doing, sir?
I'm good. Giants imploding a little bit, huh? Kafka going to Northwestern. Barkley drawing a line in the sand, saying, fuck, I ain't playing on the tag. I ain't going to play against Dallas and who knows how many games. There's an impasse right now. I don't even think they're talking right now. I think it's over. I thought they'd probably get a deal done, but after what just came out, there's nothing going on and it's not going to happen. So I think Barkley kind of threw a couple of things out there. The first shot over the bow was his presser. The second one was this stuff coming out saying, I don't expect me in the Dallas game. I'm not going to play on the tag. I'm not happy about it at all.
Oh,
the next one's going to be
in the Dallas game. Hold on. Where did you hear that?
Oh, you didn't see that? Oh, yeah.
No,
ESPN.
Sir.
ESPN. What's her face? Rosini, or her name is, I think, had a source. The source is legit. Told her that Barkley said, he told the Giants unequivocally, don't expect me there on the first game against Dallas. I'm not playing on the tag. I don't want to. We got to get a deal done. And so he drew a line in the sand again. And his next one's going to be, because they're not going to get a deal done, because Shane is dug into his position and Barkley is dug into his. They're not going to, it doesn't seem like Shane's going to move at all. And I think the next thing is going to be a presser on Monday. And Barkley's going to have asked the Giants for a trade, and he's going to go out there and seek a trade. And I bet his agents have already been talking to a couple of teams. So I think that's the next shoe to be dropped on Monday.
That's correct. I'm going to have to research that. And,
yeah, do it. Just
and definitely get back to you on it. That one. But
yeah.
Look,
if I have to, Barkley. Look, I kept saying, like, everybody thinks like Barkley realized that. This whole family crap that they've been pushing, he realized finally that it isn't, and it's a business. So he's finally treating it as a business. And everyone said, oh, no, Barkley's going to just be a Giant for life. He loves to be here. He's got to be here. No, he wants respect for life. And right now he feels disrespected from what he's done for this organization, what he did last year, and he wants to get compensated. So this is where we're at. like I said, Monday it will be his only next option is to say to the Giants, either rescind this tag, which they won't do because they'll get nothing for him, or trade me, let me go out and seek a trade, and then you can work out the compensation. So that's the next step. I mean, this is going to be nasty.
I want to get to what you said about Gasker going before I get to Barkley. Now, how all of a sudden now he going to Northwestern? Explain that to me.
Well,
because I've heard that,
I
thought it was complete ridiculousness, but you buy into it.
No. Look, BBK brought this up, and BBK doesn't bring things up unless there's some smoke, because believe me, they would chop that down in 2 seconds. They wouldn't even talk about it. They'd go, bah, you know, they wouldn't even mention it. They talked about it for about 10 minutes. The head coach in Northwestern got fired in the scandal. And they were saying that, look, it's pretty hard for a guy who's offered the head coaching position at his alma mater, where he went to school, where he lives. He's a Chicago guy. And for him to go back there, and they need someone who's clean, who will come in there and restart that whole college program. And I'm sure that was probably on his bucket list. Someday I'd like to coach my old school. So they were saying that it's going to be pretty hard. Howard would say it's going to be pretty hard for him not to want to do that. So it depends on the money, and it depends on, you know, they're going to give him a buttload, you know, they're going to give him a lot of money, and they're going to give him security. They're going to give him about a 5-year deal, probably $5 million, go back there, work his old college, bring that place back up to snuff. And he's only 35 years old. So when he's 40 years old, and if he resurrects that Northwestern and they start winning, he'll get a head coaching job. He'll actually get more money because he'll be a top college coach trying to go back in the NFL. They'll be recruiting him. So they were saying it's a possibility that Costa's going to leave, and it will be this year, and it'll be probably in about a week or two before camp starts. So there you go, my friend.
So
that's the
okay.
State of the New York Giants right now.
I
but
just
will
read,
it affect the Giants that much? With David
I just
there,
read on Forbes. I hear you, Charlie. All right. I just read on Forbes that it was Diana Russini who reported that. ESPN. Okay, and that is true. He did draw a line in the sand, apparently. This was written 16 hours ago. So, all right. I ain't know how to handle, you know, what to say to that right now. You know what I mean? Shouts out to you for that. But that's crazy, though, that he would say such a thing.
Me.
I ain't listening to you. For, look, you already know how far back we go, sir. So, I mean, touche on this one. Touche on this one. You got one little thing that goes tick on your side.
Well, Costa's got to be the second little tick. I'm telling you, watch it, because I bet you this weekend he'll be going there for an interview. And he's got to be gone pretty quick, because he's got to need to get the program going. The Giants will want to move on and figure out what they're going to do before the camp starts. So it's going to be very interesting. I mean, how it will affect the Giants, it's going to affect them, Kafka not being there. But, you know, you got Dable. But will he end up being the play caller and the head coach? That could be a problem. I don't know.
I mean, that's very interesting.
And will Daniel Jones go in fetal position? Because he doesn't have his OC there, you know, patting him on the back. I don't know.
See, I will take issue to that just off of now my just initial reaction would be issue with both of them. I take issue with them not signing Barkley. I take issue with Barkley really not, I mean, from the outside looking in, hasn't really stated firmly where he stands. You know what I'm saying? And, like, what do you want? Because it seems like the other side is accommodating, but saying they're not reaching something that you haven't said. You know what I mean? It's just from the outside looking in. That's just my perspective. I'm like, because if you both desire to be with each other, then there has to be something that you're not communicating. You know what I mean? That's a fucking marriage counseling 101. You know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck? So you're not about to fool me with this. So half of it to me may be drama. You know what I mean? The other half, but with Gafka, what irritates me about that is you starting to build something here. Did you come to build or did you come to, I mean, what kind of,
he was going to leave. He was going to, yeah, but he was going to leave last year. He had 3 interviews. So he's not going to be here anyway very long, right?
Yeah. That,
he was going to be permanent. He wasn't going to be permanent anyway.
I don't understand how you build with so much turnover. That's what I mean. That's, I guess that's what I'm saying.
Yes.
You know what I mean? I don't know what their goal here is if you're having so much turnover, especially at course places like the offensive coordinator.
Yeah.
Like,
well,
what the hell?
I mean, if this is his dream job, that there's something that he wants, and look, they're recruiting him. They want him, you know, because they need to clean this mess up. And he's got a, you know, a perfect reputation. He's a smart young guy, blah, blah, blah. He you know, played there. He lives there, you know. So it's going to be hard for him to say, no, I don't want to go, especially if they throw the bag at him. You know what I mean? So so my feeling is it's 75% he goes, 25% he doesn't, you know.
Yeah.
And the whole Barkley thing, like I said, the next shot's going to be, I want a trade. I will look for a trade, and then you can work out the compensation. So, because if, you know, Myra doesn't want the soap opera all fucking summer and into the playing season. You think he's going to want to have all these people asking the same questions every day? Why isn't Barkley here? What's going on? Are you guys getting, you know, why is there so much animosity? And then all the players in the locker room are going to be looking at, like, this guy is the poster boy for the New York Giants, and if they don't care enough about him, they're not going to fucking care about me. That's for damn sure. I mean, look, it's all about guaranteed money. They don't want to give him the guaranteed money that he wants. So whatever that is, I don't know the amount, you know, but I know they don't want to give him much, or this would have been done by now. So it seems like they haven't moved towards him, and he hasn't moved towards them. So I don't even think they're talking now. So it's basically they're both have an impasse. James dug in for his prior mistakes that he's made, and he feels like, I can't do this again. I overpaid Dex. I overpaid Jones. You know, now I'm going to overpay Barkley. I can't do it. So
those are sound contracts, Charlie. You know it. Ain't nothing wrong with Daniel Jones' contract. It ain't nothing wrong with Dex's contract.
Oh, I can't wait when Barkley's gone and it's all on Jones' shoulders. I can't wait to see him throw up all over his $84 million.
Don't say that. Barkley is not gone. We also got Chase Montana's with us. Shouts out to Chase with us, God. Peace, God. And you're tripping, Charlie.
Hey,
he's not going anywhere. That's why I said, read with the tag. What I said today, America, real quick, Charlie, I said, please let today be a breakfast, lunch, with a closed contract signed by dinner. It's still early. Today is Thursday. The deadline is Monday. Let's let bygones be bygones. Let's make today a work day and get something done.
If they were close, I would say yeah, but they're not even close. They haven't even moved. They're stuck in their position. So bye-bye, Barkley. He's going to ask for a trade.
Stop it.
That's what's going to happen. Hey, Shake.
Getting his audio heard. Got the door.
Yeah. I've been telling y'all for weeks, months.
I don't believe you, Charlie. You're going to need more people. It's going to be okay. Today is going to be a work day. They're going to get it together. They're going to say a lot of things. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, everybody going to go yay. Because that's what it's supposed to be done. No Kanye. Rip. Speaking of that, you're absolutely right, though, about this drama. Because Mara definitely dodged a bullet because he can't even get Hard Knocks up in the building, let alone anything. You know what I'm saying? And
he hates that.
Shout out to the Jets, who once again get bit by the media bullet, which is interesting. So switching gears to talk about another thing in the Jets, and well, we definitely get to the Giants, of course, but what are your thoughts on the Jets landing Hard Knocks? Are you interested? Would you be watching? You tuning in?
Nah, I never watch Hard Knocks. I mean, it's not a thing for me. I don't really care. I mean, if it was the Giants, I'd probably watch it. I don't really care about Hard Knocks. Something incredible happens, they'll talk about it, then I'll hear about it. But it's not something I'm going to sit down there and watch.
I want to know what the winning percentages are of the teams that do have or have endured Hard Knocks, where that kind of distraction has affected their season. Is that a thing?
I don't know.
Interesting.
I don't think so. I don't know. Dallas was on Hard Knocks, and they still win, and Detroit last year was on Hard Knocks, and they had a pretty good season for them. I don't think it's a big
look at who you're naming.
Huh?
Look at who you're naming. Dallas hasn't won since I was in high school.
Well, I don't know who had it before then. I think wasn't Jacksonville on Hard Knocks, and they played pretty well last year. I mean, they had a shit show the year before, but I don't think it has anything to do with anything, Hard Knocks. I don't think it changes anything. I just it's just a fun thing to do and get the, I mean, the cameras are on, so they're not going to all be exactly themselves anyway, in a way. They're going to be a little kinder, sort of, and the cameras are going to try to find the controversy somewhere because to make it a little exciting, but, I mean, can you imagine if the Giants were on Hard Knocks with Joe Judge? What a shit show that would have been. Him fighting his offensive lineman, screaming, all this crap.
Yeah.
I mean,
two people retired that. Oh, that would have been TV gold.
that would have been so proper for sure.
To hear how that kind of, for the cameras, go accidentally to another transition. He's like, oh, we don't want to see it. It's like, I quit. You got folks crying.
But, it'll be fun because Rodgers is there, and he's, he'll say some good things, and, so I think it's good for the Jets. I mean, they get a little light on their program, and, with Rodgers there, I think it's, it should be entertaining. It should be fun for the fans if they're into that kind of thing, Hard Knocks. I mean, it's a good team to do it,
Man, I tell you, my bold prediction for the New York Jets, New Jersey Jets, as they should be, but Zach Wilson, boy, you better pay attention. Don't even ask no questions. Just pay attention. Just pay attention for the next 2 years, bro. By year three, when that man go off into the sunset, and if they draft well for the next few years, that team could be dangerous. For years to come, they might have adapted almost a 10-year window of having good quarterback play, potentially. If that boy pays attention and takes advantage of who's in the building now.
Yeah, Wilson's not done. I mean, this kid's young. He's going to be fine, gets his head screwed on straight. And, he's been humbled, right? He lost the starting position. He was big kid coming out of college, blah, blah, blah. So, he's humbled now, and now he's got a quarterback that he should respect and look at and say, man, I can learn some shit. So I think he'll come out the other side all right, I think.
Yeah, that's the most intriguing part of the Jets for me. As from the outside, I'm biased because that's my son, Zach Wilson. So I'm like, this is a heck of an opportunity for him to have Aaron Rodgers in the building. That team is going to be nice. We got to play them this season. And I am super looking forward to that game with the talent they got and the talent that we bring in, switching back to the Giants. You know what I mean? You know a name I haven't been hearing from you, Charlie, is Bobby O, man. I know you're down on him too, huh?
I'm not down on O'Carra Cake. I just think he's the only linebacker we got. I mean, look, Carl Banks said this is a young kid who's a rising star. He's not there yet, but he's a rising star, right? So, I mean, don't put the whole thing on this guy's shoulders like he's going to turn things around. He's a young guy. He's going to get better, but he's not there yet. He's not all pro. He's not, pro bowler yet. But he's, like Kyle said, and he knows linebackers. He says he's a rising star. So that's where I put him at. But I think the way this fan base, they think they just got Ray Lewis or, I don't know. Whoever they think they got, but he's not that yet. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, and shouts out to Shakes. And if you good to go, brother, jump right on in. But he reported on Monday nights, Takedown Sports Podcast on YouTube that Jared Davis? His medical is now been extensive. So he reported that Monday night. So Bobby O is a good point of a topic of discussion for me because he gets more snaps. Definitely gets more eyes on him. We're going to need more from him now and on Beavers. So, and our linebacker core that we have. So
yeah, it's pretty weak. Not a lot of depth. And I would say Shake wasn't like this, but we were talking about linebackers, and I was saying, well, hey, they did bring in Deontay Jones in, and maybe they'll bring him back. And a bunch of guys said, that guy is washed, man. That guy, that's just a name in the past. He used to be okay, but this guy's washed. He's not the same guy. He ain't going to help much, blah, blah, blah. And I know Shakes is, like, all over this guy, so I don't know, Shakes, what you see left in this guy, but a lot of people think he's washed.
I mean,
what you say?
I don't listen to these damn fans, bro, because these fans don't know shit, bro. Like, I swear, bro, I'm convinced, bro. I'm sorry, y'all listening, and y'all like, I'm a fan. And you feel insulted, bro? I don't care, bro, because y'all don't know shit. Seriously,
you think
bro,
he's better than Zach Cunningham? Better than
Zach
Cunningham?
Like, Zach Cunningham?
Hello, motherfucker.
Yeah, I know Zach Cunningham. I did see his name out there. And Zach Cunningham is a good name out there, too, but if that's anybody that you can possibly say maybe Walsh or him, but that's more due to, like, injuries and stuff like that. But when Cunningham is on the field, he's a great cover guy. He moves sideline to sideline. So I wouldn't, like, if they picked him up, I wouldn't be sitting there like, damn, yo, that's bullshit. Like, I would be a little happy. Like, okay, all right, we can work with that. You know what I'm saying? But Deion Jones, Miles Jack, Quan Alexander, those are guys that I'm thinking about we should go ahead and
They're saying, Shake, the only way he gets side to sideline is with a walker. That's what they're telling me.
Not Deion, though. What I was just saying, but that's Zach Cunningham. You know what I'm saying? That I was speaking of. But Deion, I think, Deion moves, bro. Deion moves. The only thing is, he's up there in the eight. So, he doesn't have the step that he used to have, but he still moves out there. And I think he had some injuries these past few seasons, but nothing major. Nothing major that you like, oh, man, like that's going to limit anything. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, like, I think he will fill the void, man. I think he'll become a goddamn fan favorite, to be honest with you. Like, if we sign him, I guarantee you by like week three, everybody's going to be like, oh, no, Deion Jones is playing out there. You think Deion's not playing out there? I guarantee you everybody's going to be saying that shit. All that, oh, he's washed and shit. Man, fuck out of here.
How old is he, Shane? 30 or?
I don't even think he's 30 yet. Let me check the numbers.
I got you.
He might be 30. All right.
Hey, man, look. Two or three, 4 years ago, we would have been like, If we could have gotten Miles Jack and Jalen Smith on our team, man, we'd be like celebrating, right?
Yeah.
28.
Yeah. See? As I was saying, he ain't need 30 yet.
Yeah.
28.
Ain't need
30
yet, bro.
Yeah, they do need 30 of him.
Well,
they do need to sign him, like, right now. Shout out to J-Rock.
You feel me? You feel me?
My bad. What'd you say, Charlie?
I was just going to say they're going to have to clear up some money before they get anybody else anyway. They got to extend some contracts or put in some dead years or something because they only got like about $3 million under the cap.
That's what I was going to say. Can we, before, I mean, they got this Barkley thing that we're talking about, and now, you know what I mean, how that's going to happen. We can barely get running back signed.
Hey, they could end up rescinding the tag and saying, hey, we need the money. And go ahead, Barkley.
Ain't no damn rescinding, bro. They going to re-sign them to a four-year deal. The shit going to bring the cap down. Going to give us about $5 to $7 million. And we
ain't happening. There's no movement.
Why?
They're dead.
We need to start saying that to
put it to the bank.
Because we need both of them.
Hey guys, I got to jump off. I got to go to the dentist today, my favorite place. I hate them. They're all like ex-Nazis reborn, I think. But
I know, right?
They are. They use a primitive tools, and they give you a bunch of pain. And I look at them and say, why don't you just give me some topical, man? Why are you like doing this without like no topical, you know? But anyway,
I seriously think there's an education gap that's happening in the underbelly of America with these dentists, man. You know what I mean? Like the talent has went down substantially on people that know how to work on your teeth these days. I'm like, what is going on?
Well, think about it. I mean, who the hell wants to have a profession where you're dealing with saliva in somebody's mouth all day long? I mean, it's just like, I don't know. It's a strange, I mean, you got to be a strange personality. Hey, guys, have a great morning. Talk to y'all later.
No doubt, no doubt. Appreciate you, Charlie, from Maine. Darkness says. You definitely check that man out on the Twitter spaces on the weekends and definitely almost every morning where that man is going off on our New York football Giants. But appreciate you joining me and joining us this morning on the Shakedown Sports Podcast presents in the AM. Wake your ass up. And what up, Shake Smith? Got a quick cup of coffee and espresso for y'all this morning. Definitely keeping a plug to the ears, plug to the streets. Make sure you guys go to the channel, subscribe, join the tribe. You know what I mean? Check out all the things that we're doing. Black Rock Productions in full swing. Definitely, if you need your advertisement or your promotion sprinkled with some Black Rock, you know what I mean? And some straight hip hop, some jewels, some love, you know what I mean? It's definitely coming from the creative dopeness. So check the brothers out. Check us out. It's all out. Today's culture, urban impact, coming back for the summer, you know what I mean? And everything that the Shakedown Media Network is doing for the people. But good morning, bro. How you living, man? How you living?
I'm good, bro. I'm good. So yesterday, told everybody that it would be a show, so definitely glad that we came through on that. But told them it was going to be at 10 Eastern. So I think that's why people ain't right. They ain't here right now. They at 10. But my boy, in usual fashion, always got to go early. You know what I'm saying? But
I do. Schedule dictated it today. That's why it's special.
Like, no.
You know what I mean? That's why we special, bro. We come with the specials. We come with the, you know what I mean? That flavor of that impromptu concert shit, you know what I mean? It's like, oh shit, like the Four Horsemen from Now You See Me, Now You Don't type shit, like, yo, we over here, you know what I mean? And they'll find us. They'll find us. But yeah, I did have to go early today. My bad. Family dictated that, people. So I do apologize for when you download this an hour later, you be like, oh shit, that was already on and I missed it. That's my fault. Forgive me. But, you know, family man, also half man, half amazing. Definitely wanted to give the people something before I had to do obligations. So that's on me. But go ahead, Shakes. Floor is yours, brother.
Yeah, nah. So, like I was saying, when I was saying that we were going to go yesterday, I was previewing, like, what we were going to talk about. And I said we were going to grade each position, but I'm going to save that for next week because of the time. But y'all definitely stay tuned next week for that episode going on. We'll be back Tuesday and Thursday, 10 a.m. Eastern time. But I also wanted to talk about, because I don't know, like I posted the shit up there for my boys to watch, and I don't know if they seen it yet, I don't know if they got to it yet, but Beyonce Banks was on a podcast, which was a pretty cool podcast. God damn, what's going on over there, Monkey? Motherfucker, kicking them around, rocking. But,
me?
Yeah, like, it was sounding crazy over there. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? But, yeah, so Beyonce Banks, man, he's on the podcast. And, I don't know if they seen it yet, but if y'all didn't catch it yet, go ahead and check that up on YouTube, man. They're on a podcast. It's a Maryland Terps podcast, but it's not an actual Maryland Terps. It's the players. They made their own podcast. Well, the players made their own podcast, and they interviewed our cornerback, Beyonce Banks. And what was so amazing about this interview, because obviously you get to know a lot more about Beyonce Banks, so please go ahead and watch that shit if you didn't watch it already. But what's so great about this interview is that he's with his buddies, his guys that, you know, they were just in the trenches together. So they was talking about, you know, certain games, and, you know, they was talking about how Beyonce's swag is, you know, his swagger and how he carries things going through every game and how he is and how he locks it down and his confidence and all that. But mainly, right, they was talking about where Beyonce Banks made his money, right? Where he made his money was that Ohio State game. They was like, yo, that's it. That was that money. That's where you made your money. That's where, you know what I mean, you got that first round, you know what I mean, bow stamp right on you. And they were saying, going into that whole game, how they was feeling, because I think they had just lost the game. They had just got blown out the week before, and they was like 4-1 at that time or whatever. So that loss was crushing, and they had to go play Ohio State, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, man, all that week, man, Beyonce Banks is locked in, man. He's like, man, he's locked in, blah, blah, blah. And then they, you know, it's interesting because one of the other corners is like, you know how, and they was talking just like, you know how DBs talk. They would talk like how we were all talking, we was in the same room, right? But they was like, look, man, you know, a lot of times these wide receivers get these praises and they, you know what I mean, you know, they get all these high accolades and the media is all over them. And then when they see them, you know what I mean, they ain't that. They putty. You know what I'm saying? They putty. So it was like the whole time they talking about Marvin Harrison. They like, all right, well, we're going to see if he's real or not. You know what I'm saying? Is he putty or not? And they said the first place, he got Deontay Banks. Bam, for a long one. Boom. You know what I mean? And Deontay Banks had great coverage and everything. They was like, oh, yeah, he's back. They was like, they all sat there. It was like, oh, yeah, he's back. And they was like, yeah, yeah. And they was like, he's like, but one of them was like, you know what? When I seen it, though, he was like, once I seen that happen, I said, oh, we about to turn up because Deontay Banks ain't going to let nothing happen after this. Like, after that, Banks is shutting it down. And that's exactly what he did. And that's exactly what they was talking about. So I'm telling you, go ahead and watch that interview, that podcast, man. It was fucking amazing, man. Just put in Deontay Banks interview or something. It should pop up on YouTube, man. It's fucking amazing interview, man. I loved it. Oh, man, it tells you so much about this kid, man, and so much about their demeanor. And he is a Baltimore native. So I'm definitely, man, like, what? You can't tell me nothing wrong about this kid from now on, man. Like, that's my cousin. You dig? That's my motherfucking cousin, all right? So.
Already. Yeah. Hey, I checked.
Gotta watch that.
I checked the beginning parts out. And then I jumped to our stuff, so I didn't get the chance to finish it. But definitely appreciate the send and the share on that one, because I'm definitely going to check it out. Super excited for Deontay Banks. I'm glad he's a giant, especially hailing from the Turp land. You know what I mean? So, boy from Maryland, already I'm a fan. So.
Baltimore.
Yeah,
it's so funny because that's how they say it in the DMV. Like, I know you know too because you're from there. But we say Baltimore. We don't say Baltimore. Like, that's how I say it because I'm from New York. I'll be like, Baltimore. They'd be like, no, it's Baltimore.
Baltimore.
No, it's Baltimore. Baltimore. Baltimore.
That's why that line is always so poignant to Maryland and Baltimoreans. Or whatever, you know what I mean, is when he's in the club, when he with Michelle Pfeiffer dancing with her for the first time, man got the cigar in his hand, he was like, where you from? Baltimore? Classic. It's very subtle, but go back and watch movie Scarface, shout out to Pacino, still making babies at his age, if you heard that around the way. Yeah, he says that in our face. It was like, where you from? Baltimore? The way he says.
If you hear about motherfucking Khalees is with who's she with, though? What old dude she with?
Was it Robert De Niro?
Yeah.
Or Al Pacino. Might have been Al Pacino.
Yeah, right? It's one of them motherfuckers. I'm like, what the fuck?
I heard she was some old some bestie.
Bill Murray, son. Bill Murray.
Yeah, Bill Murray. Yeah, Bill Murray.
Bill Murray tapping to me right now, son. Getting a motherfucking milkshake.
Looking like a whole zombie.
You know.
That's crazy.
You know. Bill Murray getting the milkshake out here.
Yo, he never got out of that character, zombie land. He straight looked like a zombie now.
Yo.
I mean, I love stuff to him,
man,
but
bro.
You got at least
and that was like one of the funniest. Yeah, I mean, Bill Murray got some classic shit, bro.
Is
I
that a
host? Yeah,
real
shit, classic though. Shit. But that was the funniest shit I ever seen from Bill Murray. I swear to you, bro. Like, this motherfucker was like, oh, I'm acting like a zombie. Let me scare this motherfucker. And then motherfucking blew that dude, yo, he blew Bill Murray away, bro. That shit was hilarious. Like, yo, you killed Bill Murray. Like, what the fuck?
Yo, is that really a three for Bill Murray, though? The land, I mean, I don't know. Police ain't rap too tight, that's all I'm saying.
What happened?
This is real shit. I said police ain't rap too tight. So I'm wondering if that's really a victory for Bill Murray. I'm like, shit, he probably going to be able to save me in a little bit.
Where's my boy go?
You can't hear me?
Am I in the lake? Am I not?
I can hear you.
I don't know.
Can you hear me? I think he dropped off for no reason. Or maybe I dropped off for no reason. There you go. See, I heard you before. Can you hear me now?
Oh, yeah. I was like, yo, what the hell happened, man? Did the Matrix take me? Did it take you? I don't know what the hell happened there.
I said the same shit. I was like, can he not hear me or can I not hear him? But I heard you regardless, so that shit was weird.
All right, well, then you went to the Matrix then. All right, so what were you saying about Bill Murray?
No, I was saying that. I said she ain't rapped too tight, so I was wondering if that's really a victory for Bill Murray. I'm like, you know what I mean? To say that he got Khalees, I'm like, well, good. You know what I mean? I'm just saying.
How you go from Nas to Bill Murray, though? Like, that's
what I'm saying. Like, something ain't right with her. Like,
God damn, what a fall. Like, what a goddamn fall. Like, God damn. You know, hey, man, love is love, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Love, you know, like, hey.
All right. Right.
Just two people. No problem. Just stay over there with your weird asses. That's funny as shit.
I don't know what she's thinking, man. What she thinking, like she like a low budget Eve or something and shit? Like, you know what I'm saying? Because you know how Eve, like, she married that billionaire and now she ain't got to work a day in her life even though she's still working. You know what I mean? But she ain't got to work. You know what I mean? She working but don't got to work. You know what I mean? So, is that what Khalees is trying to think? She's like, hey, let me get on some Eve shit, get with this rich guy that might be cloaking pretty soon.
I don't know. I ain't never seen I don't know. But at least the other one got the Grand Prix and all kinds of cool shit. You know what I'm saying? It's like a festival. I don't know what kind of movie he's getting casted in these days that's going to be exciting as a Grand Prix. You know what I mean? Grumpy Old Dudes 3? I don't fucking know. But anyway.
Yeah, she wildin'.
She wildin'.
And on another note, man, I don't know if you've seen it. It just came out. But that Mission Impossible, that new Mission Impossible, is the truth. It's the truth.
I bet it is. True. All of them usually are. That's a franchise that folks don't talk about, like the Sherlock Holmes joints. But all them joints, I love all those. I haven't seen it yet. I can't wait to see it. You got to watch that show, Heels, bro. You ever seen that show Heels on Stars?
Nah.
Yeah.
You know, I'd be limited on my series and shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm really picky on my series and shit.
I know, but if you watch Power, you gotta watch this one. This one, I know. I checked it out on the Humble, and it's fire. Especially being a wrestling fan, which I know you is. You know what I mean? Definitely, that's why I got the WWE here on the tagline. I forgot AEW, but they always in my heart. Because now I just don't even know what's going on. And going back to Charlie talking about Hard Knocks when Jacksonville did it. Tell you what, it's an absolute classic. I wanted to say this while he was there, but Jericho having a whole fight in the Jacksonville joint. And they got the Urban Meyer dude to hit him over the head with the laptop. Thing was a spectacle. It was fantastic. but yeah, man, Heels is dope.
I gotta watch that shit. I gotta catch some AEW. I ain't watched AEW in months. So I gotta catch up on that. But WWE, man. Like the last time I talked about it on this show, it was like right before Money in the Bank, and I was saying how the Usos and Roman Reigns and the Bloodline, they was in a civil war.
Mm-hmm.
And we was gonna win that shit, and the Usos came out and won that motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so, but like, I'm gonna be honest, even though, you know, everything, like, nothing really lasts, you know, and like, things always change and things always evolve, you know, but I'm the type of person that I don't like things to change, and if something is working, I say keep riding that motherfucker till the wheels fall off. And so I say all that to say that it kind of pains me that they ended the Bloodline like this, and they could have did it way better. If I was in charge of the storyline, it definitely would have been a different story. Of course, you know, the Bloodline would still be going. I probably would have had the Civil War. The Civil War wasn't bad, you know, but then y'all come together like the fucking Avengers, you know what I'm saying? Y'all come back together like the fucking Avengers, dude.
Now,
and y'all
see,
run the WWE Universe, bro. What are y'all doing here? And they want to break them up. They got Roman Reigns looking like he's fucking Hitler out here. Like, come on, bro. What is going on, man? Y'all fucking the whole shit up. That was the best thing y'all had for 3 years, bro. Now y'all want to fuck it up.
See, this is right, let me grab the mic and tell them right. Hey, this is how they should rock it, and it's not too late. And this is where y'all come here for your creativity, but make sure you cast a check when it comes to fruition and it works. And I'm telling you, you're gonna win the crowd over if you have a 5-way real war. You know what I'm saying? Each kingdom coming together in the land of Samoa. You know what I mean? Solo. Go up, you know what I mean, going for the number one spot, Tribal T. You got, I understand they brothers, but something happened between them where then now they would decide they need to go ahead and challenge for the Tribal Chiefs and have Jay and Jimmy go at it too. Have a 5-way Roman Reigns, all of them in there fighting. You know what I mean? Have a couple of matches, have a couple of weeks to go through that. Everybody going up against each other. Everybody standing on their own line, whatever. But we still family, but we all, I'm beefing with all of them. The Solo can step into that spot. Let's go Solo. You know what I mean? Have that thing go together. Have all of them clash. And then have the Rock come up there and bring them all together. And then announce the Tribal Chief or whatever and go on from there. But either way, that shit is crazy. I agree with you. They're completely tearing it up. But definitely wanted to hear that conversation to spot.
Bro. And this is why I'm pissed about it, because they could have did so much more with the Bloodline, bro. So much more, bro. Like, it could have lasted a decade, to be honest with you. I know motherfuckers like, damn, I don't know if I wanted it to last that long, but I'm telling you, and the reason why, you know what I'm saying? It's because there's more family coming to the fold. You got like 3 more family members in fucking in NXT and the training shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You got 2. I think one is Umaga's son, and somebody else, and another one, another boy. And then they got The Rock's daughter, Ava Rain. You know what I'm saying? Like, they all could have been a part of this Bloodline thing, man, and it could have been bigger and huger, and it could have just been so dominant for at least a whole decade. You could have milked that money, so much money, bro. And
absolutely,
y'all just going to dismantle it like, wow, it's done. It's, I just don't agree with it. It sucks. It sucks, man. I don't know what you're doing, WWE, but y'all fucking it up, man. You're fucking up the bag.
And we're clear.
I'm glad that was good shit. The fucking up the bag and then boom, it's over. And shit, you know what I mean? With the live section, yeah, I had to listen to the YouTube section to hear the rest of this shit. But yeah, man, like, oh man, this motherfucker, man. Man, come on, Triple H, man, what are you doing, man?
Yeah, I definitely, like? Definitely would have did some things differently. Especially having them, like, I don't, you know what I mean? And for them not even to have a forethought of Roman kind of approaching it differently, still having, you know what I'm saying, the dissension and whatever, but it could have been different, you know what I mean? I would have much rather have all of them actually fighting each other versus, you know what I mean? Now they just trying to cancel one dude out. You know what I mean? That dude still could have, Roman still could have changed up certain things to still put himself on the outs with them, but not, like you said, in the Hitler fashion.
So
you know what I'm saying?
Dumb. It's so dumb because, like, you know what I mean? Like, the whole thing with Solo. Like, why do you got Solo fighting his brother? You know what I'm saying? Like, that's dumb as hell, bro. Like, this man really fighting his brother for Roman Reigns? Like, for his cousin? Like, no, I'm gonna choose my cousin's side over my brother's side. Like, when did that ever happen? You know what I'm saying? Like, that shit dumb right there. Then, the whole shit where they flirting with, like, the Solo wanna be the head of the table. The Solo one, yeah, you know I mean, and then he just chooses every time to follow Roman Reigns' orders and shit. Like, it's just dumb, bro. It's dumb. I hate it.
Yeah.
I hate what they're doing with it, man.
That's what I'm saying. I'd much rather have Solo just break apart too at that same time, you know what I mean? And might as well just have him. You know what I mean? Everybody just stand alone. What do you think of that? Everybody just standing alone. Or do you still want Jimmy and Jay to still be the two going against the two?
Nah,
or just rather
Usos
have Jimmy and Jay be two?
Yeah, man. The Usos is a tag, man. That's you know what I mean? They twins, man. Like, they've been together since birth, motherfucker. They was in the womb together. You know what I'm saying? Like, they was in the womb together, man.
Can you imagine the matches, though,
bro? That's dumb.
Can you imagine a match, though? Like, them going against each other all the time. Of course they had to go against each other to perfect their skill. I mean, as far as telling the story in the ring like they're supposed to do.
I don't want to see that, man. I don't want to see no point in fighting telling, man.
But then, in that case, then you're going to have the imbalance in the storyline or in the bloodline, at least. There's going to be an imbalance somewhere. Not unless you add somebody
to the
Usos side.
You know what I mean? Choosing Roman Reigns and shit, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, it's dumb. Like,
yeah, see, they will have to introduce somebody on Roman's side, right?
Yeah. And I get it. You know what I mean? That's why they're doing that because, you know what I mean, he ain't going to break up the Usos. But again, like, I'm saying, like, if you sitting there portraying the picture that Roman Reigns is being this Hitler type, you know what I'm saying, and he's just being so, you know what I mean, like, ugh. You know what I mean? Like, he just, like, everything that he, you know what I mean, how he's been treating the Usos and the rest of them is just like, what the fuck? Like, the hell wrong with him and shit? Like, that ain't no family shit. That's a him shit. You know what I'm saying? He ain't about no family. He about Roman Reigns. And if that's the case, you don't have a Solo choose that. You know what I'm saying? You have a Solo be like, yo, you don't treat my brothers like that. You don't treat me this way. You know what I mean? We supposed to be family. I'm about to smack you back into motherfucking reality, bro. You don't sit there and you know what I'm saying? Commend that. You don't commend that. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
They all should have turned on him. Like, yo, no, you wilding right now. You not being about family. That's how we should have been. Then Roman Reigns was saying, like, okay, the errors of my ways, I'm fucking up. I'm about to lose my whole titles and everything if I don't get my shit together. You see what I'm saying? then it all kind of came back together. I don't know what the fuck. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, the Civil War was cool. You know what I'm saying? But bring it back together like this.
You never know, it might happen to that. It might go to that. Because based off of what you're saying, which I don't mind, that, you know, it ain't too late to wrap that in there like that.
Yeah, but that's why Solo has to make that decision. Like, look, man, you ain't right now, bro. We're like, you all in the wrong, bro. And I can't keep on, you know what I mean, collaring that shit. You know what I'm saying? I can't keep on doing that shit and commending this type of behavior. Like, you know what I mean? When he was born in, they said that the elder family members sent Solo to protect the family. And now you just protecting Roman. Like, what are you doing? I don't like it.
WWE creators, you heard it here first.
Yeah, right. That's a fact.
Call us for some creative jewels here, baby.
I'm telling you, man, I've been doing this shit for a long time, man. I wish, I'm gonna try to see what's up with that, man. If I can fly or something, that's what I do, man. I've been doing that shit for a long time, like with my creative shit, because you know how creative I am. And then if I'm passionate about something and shit, like I have my own ideas about shit, like, and it may be totally different from everybody else's shit. My ideas be out there, and I have them. And I
that's
like,
why
man.
You need to watch that show, Heels, bro. I'm telling you, you need to watch it and get at me. These wrestling conversations are definitely, you know what I mean. And be like, man, that's why I rock with them.
Oh, you know what? I know what you're talking about. It's a show, and it was only one season, right?
The second season is getting ready to drop. Oh, yeah, because that season was like a year or two ago.
So yeah, I'm thinking like that shit gone. They ain't bringing that shit back, bro. No, hell yeah, bro. I told y'all about that shit a couple years or something like that. I know y'all ain't into wrestling, but it's this motherfucking show, man. And I told y'all that what's the dude? He was with Pittsburgh and shit. He in that shit.
James Harrison
from the Pittsburgh Steelers. Cool?
Yeah, James Harrison.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, James Harrison up in that motherfucker. Yeah.
Yeah,
he was,
man.
He wrestling and shit. So yeah, that motherfucker, man. That's so good as fuck. And I ain't think that they was going to bring it back, dude. Like, I'm like, damn. Because I ain't know if people was really watching, you know what I'm saying? Like, I know I was, but I ain't think people was watching, so I ain't know if they was going to bring it back. You know what I mean?
It took me forever to watch it, but when I did.
I'm glad you told me that.
Two weeks?
Oh, yeah, that's good. That's
good.
I'm glad I found it.
The dude that played Arrow, he played Jack Spade. And, man, his mind and the way he was creating these storylines for his brother, had he did it like that, it would have been perfect. He had his brother fell in line. I was like, oh, man, you fucking it up. He turned you to a perfect heel. And he didn't do it. But that was a dope show.
Oh, my gosh, man. And you know what I mean? The other promoter, the other guy for the other company tried to get his brother and Jack came through and shit on the other promotion, on the other shit, on the other, that's like, yo.
That's like right now, right?
Like, say motherfucking, yeah, all right. Let's say, right now, Roman Reigns just goes and say, fuck it, drops everything, goes to motherfucking AEW and shit, and smacks the shit out of the motherfucking owner and shit on that, in their ring and shit on their on their platform. Just punch the shit out of them. Baka! You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I take my brother away from you, nigga. What the fuck? The fuck is your problem, boy? Don't take my brother.
Yeah, man. Fuck? It's a great
it's
show.
It's crazy because, you know what I mean, he took over for his father because his father, it was his father's wrestling thing over there in Georgia. And then now, you know what I mean, when his father died and his father took his own life, and you know what I mean, now he owns it, the wrestling, and you know what I mean, you see everything that it goes on behind this, you know what I mean, the things like, you know, with promotion and trying to gain the money and funds and funding this and getting the money for that, and see all that shit that he goes through with the shit. So for a motherfucker to try to take his brother away from him and shit, which is one of the best wrestlers he got besides him. You know what I'm saying? Like, man, come on, man. Hell no, man. And then the black dude, right? You know what I mean? The one that he really took, you know what I mean? The black dude, that shit was funny because, you know what I mean? It was wrong. Like, Jack wasn't trying to give him the belt and shit. You know what I'm saying? And he deserved it. Like, he worked his ass off. So he decided to go to the other promotion and shit. And he tried to persuade the little brother to go too and shit. So, yeah, man, it was definitely, man. Definitely a good ass series. Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about, boy. Yeah, that's my shit.
I think you would.
I'm so happy that it's coming back, bro. So happy. Yeah, you know how I am about series. I said I am picky about my series, though, but that's right up my alley right there. Right up my alley.
And I always wanted to watch it, but never did. But, you know, doing this downtime of sports or whatever you do, you tend to find certain things again or remember that you put down to watch it, and I'm glad I did. The dude that played Wild Bill, he played in many other shows. I forget his name, but hell of an actor. He's hilarious.
Hell yeah.
Throughout the whole season. Oh, my God. He's fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
Motherfucker shit on himself at the end. That shit was hilarious. Oh, my God. I was crying at work. I was crying, literally crying. Yo, he took that shit that Hawaiian dude gave him, and he told him, "Don't take this shit before you go out there." And he did anyway because he Wild fucking Bill. Check it out. Check us out.
He had to wrestle, and he said, "Yo, pin me." And he's like, "What?" He's like, "Yo, it's not." At the end, and he said, "I don't give a fuck. Pin me, yo." And the reason why is because he shitted himself on the motherfucker in the ring, bro. He had to lay there. He just lay there. He's like, "I'm gonna just lay there."
Oh my God! I was crying when I saw that. I was like, "Yo, this is gold." So funny. So check us out. Shakedown Sports Podcast presents in the AM, my brother Shakes. Shouts out to Charlie who joined us. Shouts out to all the people who listened in, but doing what they do. Download, subscribe to the tribe. We here. Tune in Friday. And we'll be back to regular schedule. This was a special. I understood the schedule. I know the schedule. But I had to fit it in with the busy schedule. And so my gracious gratitude to Brother Shakes for being with me, and appreciate y'all, man.
Going back to sleep, y'all.
Peace.
Going back to sleep, y'all. Good night.
Perfect.